Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jerry Stingle, president of Ventrepreneur, is the name of her company, a research and training and marketing company. Is that the website, JerryVentrepreneur.com?
Absolutely, VentrePreneur.com.
All right, so check it out. Jerry, we're talking about the metaphor I started out using was the rising tide floats all boats, and you and I agree that the system, the economic system that America has, allows just about anybody to enter the marketplace and create something from nothing, create a business opportunity from nothing. But we also agree on the fact that you can't do that without some capital. You've got to have capital. You got to start. You can bootstrap it with customer capital. You can bring in investors. You can borrow money. Access to capital is your forte, especially for women business owners and minorities, I think. And how is the access to capital these days?
So there's an $87 billion gap in small business financing, according to Next Street. And over the last 10 years since the financial, since the recession, a number of firms, and I should say a wave of firms, fintech firms, have come out to fill that gap. So, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. Traditional banks were turning away from lending to small businesses because it was more expensive. And a lot of companies have come in with lots of different ways of serving small businesses.
Well, I want to parse things a little bit there. The all banks, especially the local banks, turned away from not from financing a small business, but more of the micro loan, the smaller loans. They don't do a lot of retail. They don't. It's low percentage for them, and that is, as you pointed out, that's where the fintechs came in and filled in that gap, didn't they?
Correct. It was expensive for them to handle a small business loan.
A $2,000 loan to get something started. However, it must be said that the fintechs fill a gap, but they do it very expensively. I mean, it costs the rates they charge, the fees they charge, are pretty expensive for these small businesses. What do you think?
So it is, more expensive, but there are an array of financing options. Some of them are traditional. Mm-hmm. So CDFIs, Community Development Financial Institutions, are going to be more expensive than a traditional bank, but they're only going to be maybe a couple of percentage points more expensive. So really,
one thing, Jerry, we should point out is when you're not bankable, and there was a time when I wasn't bankable. When you're not bankable, as my father once told me, he said, "Son, that's the reason you have to pay more interest. If you don't have the money, you got to pay what they want to charge." And so that's one of the challenges of a startup, isn't it, Jerry? That when you're not bankable, your money's going to be a little more expensive. You just got to deal with that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the risk, that lending institution is going to charge more money, and that absolutely is understandable, but there are ways to compensate it. So maybe you take a shorter-term loan so until you can get the cheaper money. So it's really understanding when you can turn to a traditional bank, when you need to turn to maybe an online lender who is more expensive. And then there is a wave of other kinds of financing like crowdfunding where you could get a $10,000 loan from, let's say, Kiva, which is no interest. Mm-hmm. So it's a form of what I call light crowdfunding.
Right.
It's one of my favorite kinds of financing because it is no interest.
There are some fintechs out there that will take advantage of novice business startups, and it's unfortunate, and I know you've seen those. So I just encourage small business owners, be very careful when you deal with these online companies. Some of them are great, some of them are not. What do you think?
So I totally agree, and you have to go in with eyes wide open. So it's one of those reasons that this year I hope to be doing an initiative called Money Matters, conferences and online resources about diverse funding for diverse entrepreneurs. So an educated, like as Cy Sims would say years ago, he was a retailer. An educated consumer is our best customer,
mm-hmm.
and what's true for shopping for clothes is true for financing. You really need to understand all the different kinds of financing that is out there so that you can make the decision that's right for you. So
mm-hmm.
it's the right amount of money, the right financing.
Do women have the same right access to capital with fintechs as men do? Is there any...
Yes. So the beauty is for a lot of these online lenders is you're simply going online and applying, on an online application form.
Mm-hmm.
But in some cases, there was a story of the new Apple credit card mm-hmm. had an algorithm that evaluated women worse than men.
Wow.
So it was a couple, both applied at the same time. And
me we don't have an ethical situation when it comes to algorithms. No algorithm ever created itself. Don't forget that. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.